Blog Talk Radio.
Dream.
Alrighty, that was Sentimental Mood by Yuka Rose, and you guys can get the download if you go into iTunes. All right, and tonight our special guest is Teresa Proctor, and she's going to be on and talk with us about her book and some of the channeling things that she does. I myself am pitching for Jethro this evening, so yes, I love those quick notifications. It's like, so I didn't have time really to look at her book or anything, but she's going to tell us about it, so we're all going to learn something together tonight. And just a few of the regular announcements here. Just remember that Psychics Gone Wild, we are on 7 days a week. Mondays now, Jethro is hosting with Janine. I'm going to get her name right somehow, someday. I believe it's Reagan Sinclair, and she is from England. She calls in, and they do that show at 3 p.m. Eastern time on Monday. And then also following Janine, he's got a gentleman on, I believe, by the name of, I want to say, Raoul. I'm not sure the spelling or the pronunciation, but anyway, he's got a couple people on Monday. And then Tuesday, of course, our musical psychic, Pamela, with Love and Relationships, Pamela Cummins, and she is on at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And then last Wednesday, we have Celeste on, and she's on at 9 p.m. Eastern. Thursdays, we see Jethro and Dina on, and they, again, are on at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Friday is Jethro and Jeff, and they are on at 9 p.m. And then normally Jethro's on Saturdays, except, tonight I'm here. We're thinking he could be back next Saturday. And then Sundays, I host those at 2 p.m. Saturdays, of course, are at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So join us. And also our sister show is the Spiritual Learning Connection. Pamela does her thoughts over there on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And, of course, all of our shows, both on Psychics Gone Wild and our sister show, Spiritual Learning Connection, are in archives. I do a spot over there or two, usually on Sundays and either Wednesdays or Thursdays or whatever I still have over there. And I am doing some of the Greg Braden ideas and ideologies out there. And then I believe Amy is on Mondays on Spiritual Learning Connection. And we are working on getting other people to come in. I believe Dina is going to be coming in either in the next week or two. And she'll have a spot in there with just, of course, the Spiritual Learning Connection. We don't really do the readings over there like we do here. It's just kind of, topic and talk, but, people can certainly call in. And, of course, our call-in number over there is 714-333-3354. And just like our call-in number here this evening, and for Psychics Gone Wild 7 days a week, is 773-897-6461. Also, make sure you visit us at www.psychicsgonewild.com. And got some information here on our guest this evening. She has her website. It is www.theradiantkey.com. It's theradiantkey.com. And if I got it wrong, I'm sure she'll correct me here. And then to email her is Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, at theradiantkey.com. So, Teresa, good evening and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're so glad to have you on this evening.
Hey, how are you? I'm glad to be here, too. I was looking forward to this all day.
Awesome. Well, give us a little history and background. It's like I know I read a little bit of the description there, but it's like I will just kind of, give you an open-ended question and say, tell us about yourself, tell us about what you do, tell us about your book, and away we go.
Okay. Uh-oh, you might be in for it now.
Alrighty.
So, but no, I never really knew that I was had a quote-unquote gift until about 10 years ago. I've always had dreams. As a kid, I always had dreams, and I saw spirits in my room. But
cool.
My mother was paranoid schizophrenic growing up.
Oh, fine.
And it got worse over time because that's how those things do. They progress. And so when I saw spirits in my room, it wasn't all that scary to me. Walking
right.
in my house after school was scarier. You just never knew.
What you were walking into, alrighty.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I got started in it. I guess I was born into it. So my awareness became heightened early.
There you go. Yeah, whatever it takes. Okay, you didn't follow the meditation plan. You followed the I'm going to be on my toes plan. Okay, that works.
Yeah. And actually, the first class that I ever took, which I was in therapy at the time because I just recently come out of a divorce, and I loved my therapist. I loved her name. That's how I picked her, by her name. And it was, she's actually a couples therapist, but she encouraged me to go and take a class with a man named Eamon Downing. And Eamon Downing is from Arthur Findlay College, which is outside of London. And he writes a lot of the curriculum there and oversees a lot of the programs there. And he would come to New Jersey, and he still does, and Florida a couple times a year.
Wow.
Yes, so I was encouraged to go take a class with him, and this is what a novice I was. When I went there and he started doing the exercise, I had no idea what he was doing with people. I had never meditated. I had no idea about any of that, and I was trying to figure out how I was going to get out of the class.
Lord, let me out, please, now.
Yes. But I couldn't think up a good enough excuse to walk all the way across the room, and I had to walk up the stairs, and he was sitting on the stairs. And I just couldn't come up with a good enough excuse to get out of there.
Like the homeroom teacher, what can I do to get out of class right now?
Exactly. And let me tell you, I'm thinking of every excuse now.
In the book.
Because there's just no way I can do what they're doing. I have no idea what they're even doing. So I'm just sitting there freaking out, and then it finally becomes my turn, and I go up there, and I sit as far away from him as I can. There's five people in my group. I sit as far away from him as I can, and because he can see what everybody's seeing, you know, in their meditative,
wow.
Yes, in their meditative state. Yes, and I figure I'm just going to say.
Name. I was like sitting there going, I believe I've heard this gentleman's name. It's like he's pretty well known, isn't he?
Oh, yes, he is. Oh,
yeah,
yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is.
Wow.
Yes, and I figured I was just going to wing it. You know, I was going to come up with a story when I got up there, and if he couldn't see what I saw, oh, well.
Right.
That's what I was going to say. Well, gosh, I don't know. This is what I saw. I'm sorry.
Right.
But the next thing I knew, he just asked us to, like, take a few deep breaths and just relax. And so I'm thinking, well, I'm going to think of something up here. And then it's just kind of...
I'm going to make up
kinda,
a new story, huh?
That was my plan. That was my plan. Because I was so overwhelmed by what I was hearing. I couldn't think of it right there.
Right.
So I got to have something to do when I'm up there. So I figured I would come up with it up there. But it was just like you relax so much. I don't know why. At the time, I had no idea. And the next thing I knew, I felt like my hands went up and hands came down. And the next thing I knew, I was walking with a Native American in green grass. And he was speaking to me in his language, and I was speaking back, and, like, I barely speak English, okay?
Oh, you're doing good so far.
So there's no way that I know another foreign language here.
Right. And they don't even speak Native American, as far as I know. You have to learn that other ways.
Yeah, I don't know. I
wow.
just know I barely know English.
Okay.
So we're walking and he's talking and I'm talking, and then it's time to come back, and he asks us to come back, and I'm pretty freaked out by this time. I'm like that shaking inside that you get and the shaking outside. That's me.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
And we break for lunch. And I just get my food and go and sit down by myself out in the sun because I am totally freaked. I don't know what just happened. I have no idea. No idea what just happened. And then we all go back, and he breaks everybody up into twos, and he tells us that we're going to give readings. Now, at this point, I've never had a reading. I've never given a reading. I don't really even know what a reading is.
Reading is? Good say, wow.
Yeah. And guess who I get paired up with? Him.
Oh, my goodness. Him, of course.
Haman. I'm paired up with...
That was not an accident.
No. I'm paired up with Haman. And the first question that he asked me, he says to me, so is the relationship I'm in a long-term relationship? And out of my mouth comes, no, this one's not a long-term relationship and will end soon, but the next one that you get in won't take place right away. It'll be like a year or so, and that will be a long-term relationship. And I went, oh, my gosh, what did I just say?
What was speaking through me? Wow.
I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I don't even know where it came from. And he goes, no, it's good. It's good. And I'm
wow.
like, I'm sorry. I really am. I don't know that, you know, I don't.
When you don't know if they're really, you don't. It's like, can you tell me what I'm doing?
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
I had no idea. I had no idea.
Wow.
And then come to find out that it happened just like that. It wasn't shortly after he got back to England that his relationship ended, and in about another year he ran into his soulmate, life partner, really, and they've been together ever since.
Wow. Really, wow. That's cool. So when did somebody finally explain to you what you were doing and how to do it?
Well, he told me that when I had seen the Native American, he told me, because he had seen him too, and he told me that that was a spirit guide. I didn't know what a spirit guide was, so I went home and looked that up.
new words in a dictionary, you never knew was there, right?
That's exactly right. Had no idea what a spirit guide was. And he also told me at the same time that I could meditate. Huh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I know how to do that. Not. And I could connect with him on my own and find out his name, which I did later on. And then he also explained when I was doing the reading, after I finished and we both finished and we were sitting there waiting for everyone else, he kind of explained what had happened with it. So I got an idea that day about what a reading was and how to do it.
Cool.
Or not to do it. You really just don't do it. It really is. It's kind of like you just step outside and whatever happens, happens, you know?
Yeah. Kind of like, let's see, how is it said? It's like you put your own ego or your own personality. It's like, you know, I mean, how is a good way to phrase that? I'm sure there's better phraseologies than I can come up with, but it's like you step aside and just kind of, you know, get your own ego, personality, whatever, kind of like out of the way, and you just kind of let whatever come through, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's just like, you move out of the way, and you don't. And when something comes in, you don't think about it, you know, because it's not for you.
Right.
So there's no reason to think about it. So there's no reason to have any attachment to it, you know.
To it. Sure.
But
yeah.
What I have learned since then is that there are certain lines which I don't think everybody here understands. But I did end up going over there and going to spending a week there, because that's what you do.
Wow.
And going to a school over there, yes. And it's very, very fun. I would encourage anybody who's got a quote-unquote gift to go and do it, because you learn so much about yourself and your abilities, and you grow those with people that are on, you know, wanting to do the same thing.
Right.
And you spend a week, and you're doing work, mediumship, or intuitive work, or learning about something new, colors, auras, whatever, from about 8 o'clock in the morning till about 8, 9, 10 at night.
Wow. So you just
yeah.
are totally immersed in it. Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah, because you don't leave. It's you
oh,
live
indeed.
Like in a dorm.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it is pretty cool. So, and you learn a lot. And one of the things that I learned was that in doing intuitive work or mediumship or something like that, there's certain boundaries that you don't cross.
Ah.
And which I think that a lot of people over here could benefit from.
on that. Give us some examples of some of those things that we don't know about. You know, I mean, because that's knowledge. Because what's really nice is, you know, whoever's not listening to it live, we'll get this in archives, which is really good.
Yeah.
What are some of the rules? What are some of the things you learned?
Well, they have, like, over in England, they have certain standards that you have to meet before you can even be considered, a psychic or a medium, okay?
Oh,
so that's
wow.
The first thing, okay? And then you have to adhere to certain...
And you were it before, and you didn't even know it.
Yeah.
You met all the criteria, and you didn't even know
yeah.
it. Wow.
The story of my life.
I got an A, and I didn't even know I was in the class. Cool.
Exactly. But, like some of the guidelines over there is you never cross over into the area of when someone's going to pass.
Oh. Okay.
Never, ever. Never.
Don't predict it. Don't predict the death date is what you're trying to say there. So, okay,
exactly.
Somebody, you're going to die on this day. Okay, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big no-no.
That's it.
Another thing would be, like, you never tell some – you can tell somebody that they're having a baby, but you never say the sex.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay. Mhm. And you never really go into the negative in giving
right.
a reading because it doesn't benefit. You know, what your purpose as an intuitive or a medium is to provide love and safety and security for your clients.
Right.
And if you're not right. doing that, it's not really fair.
Oh, wait a minute. I got this whole saying on fair. It's like, whoever taught you life was fair, you know?
I know.
My kids
That's
say that
true.
And they go, whoever did, you never learned that from me. It's like, life is not fair. What?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, psychics and mediums and psychologists and life coaches and everything, they hold a lot of power for certain people. And it can be used in a positive way to move someone forward from a place of love and compassion only, or the other way.
Right. Yeah. Light and dark. Yep. And there's definitely those two boundaries. That is for sure. What about if it's I'm play devil's advocate here for a moment. So what if you get something that is and I look at it as warning signs, you know, because sometimes, of course, I've known Jeff for a long time, and sometimes, you know, he'll tell me something like, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's kind of like the big, you know, diamond-shaped, you know, yellow sign. It's like, here's a warning, grids out. It's like, would you like to continue going forward and fall into the ravine, or would you like to take a detour and avoid the collision type of thing? So, you know, I mean, is there ever a time and purpose and place where you would give information like that, you know, not negative, but just kind of say you might want to watch out for, you know, if you're driving or be aware. I mean, is there some way, you know, will you phrase that, or do you get stuff like that, or how would that work?
Well, what I would say is something like, you know, if you're driving, okay, let's just say it has to do with the driving, you know, to be cautious when you're driving, especially if it's raining or snowy. Uh-huh. God forbid that we live in snow right now, like the East Coast is. That's not fun. But some people enjoy it.
I'm in Idaho. You don't want to know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in California. I used to live in New Jersey. But, so,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm not into snow anymore. I wasn't before.
And no trace
either.
Of that Jersey accent. I never would have known.
I only lived there for a while, but actually I'm from the South.
Okay, there we go. No trace of that, though, either. I've heard Jeff Foxworthy.
No Jeff Foxworthy, no. No. So, but that's kind of how I would approach it. I would just give it like that. I wouldn't say, you know, be careful, you're going to go down two paths. Or you could even say something like that. You're going to have a choice, but you're going to take the high road.
Okay, right, yeah. Phrase it then, let's see, my little phrase is for the best positive, most, the best, highest, most positive, beneficial good of all mutual people involved or something like that. So
exactly.
Phrase things in a positive way. Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Are those the biggies? I mean, are there others?
That's
there
the biggies. That's
small
the biggies.
Ones, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you ever had a reading from someone who was providing you with information that was, you know, not coming from love and compassion, I'd be wary.
Okay. Now that's good to know. And that's, I mean, like I say, that's a good thing for listeners to know, because a lot of times we get people on here that, you know, our callers who call in and they'll say, you know, well, I've never called into a show before, or, you know, whatever. So this is my first time calling. It's like, you know, so we do get those, you know, folks that listen in and like that. So, and that's, of course, one thing that's one thing Jethro's really big on is, like, you know, we absolutely want to provide, you know, people who do call in, you know, with the best, you know, and the highest integrity, you know, ability that we've got. What about now here's a really interesting one, because this question kind of comes up, you know, a lot. So what happens if we're going to play devil's advocate again, that, okay, I'm going to use one of the stories out of the Bible, because I read those a lot. So suppose you're like Jonah. And, you know, God taps you and says, hey, I want you to go over to the city and tell them, you know, I'm mad at them. I'm going to destroy it. And Jonah goes, no, and he runs away, and the fish swallows him, and it spits him back out. And then he decides he's going to go deliver the message. And then, lo and behold, after he delivers the message of, you know, whatever, brimfire and, you know, whatever, and the people turn around and they repent and they, you know, do all this, and God feels sorry for him so he doesn't destroy him. And Jonah gets all bent out of shape because, God, you made me look like a fool. You made me look like a false prophet, you know. Can some of those things like that happen, where if you give someone a reading and it's like, you know, you kind of give them a heads up or something, and they use free will to change their, you know, change their path, change their direction, you know, because, you know, because we've had, you know, this kind of question come up where it's like, well, you know, what you told me wasn't exactly right. It's like, you know, because this happened and this didn't happen and, you know, da, da, da. So it's like, you know, how much does our free will, I'll say, play into those? It's like, because we're not God, you know, we just kind of, you know, give information out at the best that we know how in the moment that we give it, you know. So how does that work? How do they address that?
You know, you're exactly right. It's given in the moment that it's given. That's what it is. But anybody can change their path at any time. They can make a decision to go right where the universe was thinking they're going to go left. And So free will is extremely important. That's another reason why you never tell somebody about the death date.
Right.
You never tell somebody about the sex of a baby.
Right.
Because
ultrasound could prove you wrong.
All those things are free will. Exactly.
Right. Okay. So just because somebody, you know, just because somebody hears something and then they go out, you know, 3 months later, you know, either I haven't met the guy of my dreams or I didn't get the job I wanted or something like that. It's like, you know, does that usually mean that, you know, that they could have done something that either shot themselves in the foot, you know, with the relationship or with the job, or they just kind of, you know, like you say, they turned right when they should have turned left, or, you know, I mean, how does that kind of go? Because we've had those times, like, well, I haven't got that job yet. It's like going, golly, don't know what to tell you. You know?
Well, you know, sometimes, okay, like, we have to be able to take steps forward constantly in order to get that job. And if you don't do that, and if you don't take the steps on the path that is being read at that particular moment in time, then, yeah, it's probably not going to happen. And, you know, it's like the law of attraction. I mean, we can't sit back and on the couch and think we're going to get a new car just because we created a vision board and we're thinking about it all the time. You know, if you want that new car, you're going to have to take some steps forward to make that happen.
Right.
Unfortunately, nobody's a magician here yet. That we can all manifest whatever we want. Not to mention that if that car is coming from a space of ego, it's not going to happen at all.
Oh, wow. Now how do you tell the difference of that? This is a really good question, because I've watched that movie. I bought it. I've seen it about 75 times, listened to it more. And I keep going, okay, I must be doing something wrong. I finally bought Joe Vitale's, you know, it's like the key to the secret or something like that. And I was like, it made more sense with some of the stuff that he described. And, of course, you know, different presenters. I love that, the format they did with so many different people. But it's like, yeah, what if you're doing all this stuff? You know, you're doing your vision boards, you're doing this, you're doing that, and nothing's happening. You know, it's like, then what?
Yeah.
You know, how do you find out what you're doing wrong?
That's when I would say attachment. And, you know, that really was one of the things that was really misleading, if you will, about The Secret, is because they only gave you the good part.
They sit in the light and they did not delve beneath the surface to the other two-thirds of the iceberg. That was what you're trying to say. Wow.
They didn't give you every tool that you needed. So it's like they tempted you with all the candy, but they didn't tell you you might get cavities if you eat.
You got to brush after every meal, okay?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, that's unfair.
Right.
But no, really, I mean, the key to something like that is not to have attachment. When you have attachment to anything, and I don't care if it's just something that you're trying to manifest or something that you have in your home that you find near and dear and precious to you,
right.
Be careful, because
right.
the universe may say to you, I don't think you need that so much, because it doesn't define who you are. Only you define who you are. So if that car that you want starts to define who you are because you want a nice Mercedes
right.
or Jaguar or something like that, and
a
it becomes
DeLorean.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that Back to the Future car.
There you go. If you want that and it begins to define who you are, guess what? Something's going to happen to that. You're not going to get it, or it's just going to go away for some reason. So there can't be attachment to things. And that's, I think that's one of the biggest things, the biggest opportunities that we have to learn and to grow from, is not to have attachment. And that really even includes people, which is really difficult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Not have attachments in a relationship. Wow. Yeah. That's,
yeah.
I can see that would be a challenge. Wow. Because that's kind of what you get into a relationship for, is to be attached to somebody.
But that attachment also can keep you stuck.
Okay. Keeps you from moving forward. You're supposed to keep moving forward. And if there's something that keeps you from moving forward, it's not necessarily good for you then.
That's right.
Yeah. I was thinking there was that one spot, and it's like it sounds like you've seen the movie, so it's like you'll know what I'm talking about here, is where the girl was, you know, she saw the older couple, and then, you know, she kind of visualized herself, you know, growing old with somebody. Well, then, you know, of course, there's somebody on the beach and whatever, and what I thought was really funny was, because he gets on there and says, you know, it'll just come to you. I was like, well, no, she had to get up, you know, she had to get up and actively participate in the volleyball game. And then, you know, when they said, hey, come on, you know, see, she could have, you know, chosen not to get her stuff and go with them. She could have just gone back and sat down and wouldn't have had that opportunity. So those actions in the moment make a difference. Is that
exactly?
You know, they didn't. You're right. You didn't. They didn't really define that. It's like, you know, because there did have to be positive action there, and that's, you know, that's what I kind of wonder. It's like, is that what I'm missing?
yeah. It is.
Know?
It's positive action, and you have to remember that everything has to be in balance. So if you're going to do positive action, then you also have to do positiveness within being. So you're doing and you're being. But you can't be doing all the time.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to get worn down. So it has to be a balance.
Okay. You know, and that's sometimes really hard to find. It's like, because I know I find myself, you know, I go and go and go and go, and it's like a lot of times I go until I, you know, my feet hurt and I drop from exhaustion, and then I quit. Then I sit down and I'm unconscious.
Exactly. Yeah. And we want to stop before you get there.
Thank you. I'm going to tell a few people that, particularly since I have 5 kids, so it's like, yeah.
Yes, I need to be now.
Leave me alone. I'm going to sit and vegetate. I'm just going to stare at the wall, and you're going to be quiet.
Yeah, good luck on that one.
Right, I know. Goodness. Well, tell us about now, I read some of the description. It's like you had a channeling session, and it was December, I want to say 12th. I was like bad with the date there. It's like it was in December of 2012. I remember that, and it was just you know, a month or two ago, and you had channeled Mary Magdalene at that point, and then you know, we haven't really gotten to talk about that, and then you tell us about your book too. So I'm gonna have you speak to those things. So how did that event go?
Okay. Well, the way that I got into that is kind of probably about 7 or 8 years ago, probably something now. After I realized that I was intuitive and a medium.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it was after that. That I started being, things with Mary Magdalene start showing up. So like when I would go into a bookstore, for instance, I would be drawn to a book about Mary Magdalene. Now, I didn't grow up in the church. I went to the church with my grandparents on, you know, Sundays when I was back there visiting them and spending the summer and that kind of thing. And I belonged to the youth group at my church because we did fun things. And I liked that. But as far as being religious or something like that, I wouldn't say that I'm religious at all. Actually, you know a lot more about the Bible than I do. I can tell you that. And so when I started seeing these books about Mary Magdalene showing up and being drawn to this stuff about Mary Magdalene, and it's like every time I turned around, there was something about Mary Magdalene. And I was even having dreams, and I could hear her name. And so I asked Eamon, actually. I had a reading with him, my first one. And I said to him, what is up with Mary Magdalene? She keeps showing up in my life. I don't know who she is. I don't really care about her. What is up? And he said to me, because she's taken away my interest, you know? In other things. I mean, come on. And he said to me, well, I don't know. Why don't you go find out? And I'm like, okay, that's a really ambiguous answer. How am I supposed to do that? You know? And so I didn't. I just kind of, yeah, whatever. Okay. And I just kept moving through. Yeah. Yeah, which is pretty much my standard there. So, and I just kept moving forward. And then I moved to California, and I started writing at night. I'd sit down, and then I started hearing a voice. And it's not like you hear a voice in your ears, per se. It's like you hear the voice in your throat chakra area.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. And
yes, I can't say that. It's like they usually, my voices come from all over the place. But it's usually like I'm going, when I hear them, it's like it's enough to set me up and go, would you let me sleep? Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. I hear that one. Yeah. But I started writing what I was hearing. And I just said, who is this? And I heard the energy of Mary Magdalene. So I wrote about, I don't know, about 5 or 6 legal pads worth of writings.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I'd love to say.
Yeah. Which we are currently turning into a book. That's going to be one of the next books, although I think the first book will come out about the messages, which are come through the channelings. So anyway, how I began to channel was that I have a spiritual group that meets once a week. And they knew that I had this connection with Mary Magdalene because they knew that I had written this book and that kind of thing. And so one day, one of the women in the group asked me if I could channel Mary Magdalene. And I said, I don't know. Let's try it and see. I've never done anything like that before, and I've never had a class on it, but, you know, I'm always up for something new, so we'll try it.
Experimentation in the kitchen.
Exactly. That's kind of how I thought about it. I told them, I don't want any of you guys to have any expectations because I'm not going to. So let's just try it and see what happens.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know.
I know. It is. So we just set up a little flip camera, and we recorded it to see if anything happened. And so we all sat around, and we just raised the energy up like we do. And then I just said, okay, guys, you guys watch, and we're going to see what happens here. And so I just closed my eyes and just tried to relax. And the next thing I knew, I felt like I was kind of like moving aside, you know, if you scooted over a chair.
Uh-huh.
And like somebody else was just coming in. And
wow.
And the first time, like, I didn't really remember anything. It's kind of like that state.
Yeah, you don't.
That
a lot of times you don't. Yeah, you don't. You don't, because you don't remember really what you say because you really didn't say it. It's like it's just
exactly.
Somebody kind of like borrowing your voice and your face for a bit.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's, for me, it was kind of like going into that state of sleep. It's like right before you go to sleep where you're aware of a loud noise happening, but
right.
you don't care. You know?
Sirens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
yeah.
kind of what it felt like, you know?
Oh, wow.
And so she talked for, they asked questions of her, and she talked for maybe 2 hours.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was a long time. And I came back, and they were more concerned about me. The group was more concerned about me, and I was more concerned about them and what just happened, because I didn't really
yeah.
know what had happened.
Wow.
And I just thought,
they were concerned. It's like, can you walk? Can you talk? Are you back? Are you here?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel? How do you feel?
Right.
That, they kept asking me that. Are you okay? How do you feel? And I saw, I just saw the looks on their faces, and I knew that something had happened.
Oh, boy.
Because they looked intense.
Intense.
The only way that
so
I could really just
replay this to find out what I just said for the last 2 hours. What did I say?
Exactly.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
Exactly. It was a lot of... like, I really don't watch the videos. I hate to say it. I don't watch them. It's just too weird watching yourself on a video.
Somebody else driving the chariot, huh?
Yeah, it really is. It's
wow.
it's very strange. So, but I know that a lot of what I call Catholic questions were asked.
Wow.
But
okay.
there was 4 people in there that were Catholic. So.
Oh, uh-huh. Oh, that makes sense. There you go. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So, but...
The biggest answers they wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's kind of how it started. And then we didn't talk very much about it that night because everybody was pretty much overwhelmed. I was kind of tired, and they were kind of like, whoa, what happened? So we kind of left, and the next week is when we talked more about it, when we came back, because everybody had time to process and...
Right.
Oh,
what you told
what,
him. What
somebody yeah,
told
what
him.
Happened. And we
except
just
you, because you didn't know what you said.
No, I had no idea. And but we decided to do it about every 3 weeks. We did it the 28th of January. So, and we'll do it again in not this coming Tuesday, but the following Tuesday.
Oh my.
Yeah, and more people are coming, of course.
Wow, yeah, I bet. Post that on Facebook and you'll have standing room only.
Yeah, because she started out just answering questions, and as people have grown more comfortable with it, it seems like it's grown. You know, now she
yeah.
talks about, I don't know, some subject, it might be, forgiveness, it might be humility, something like that, which I really don't know a lot about. But
sure you do. You still love your mother, enough said, okay?
That's true. She talks usually about some subject like that, and then people ask questions about what she's talked about. And then they'll start asking, once that is done, then they'll move on. If there's time, they'll start asking other questions. She does it now for about an hour. And
wow.
We have stricter guidelines and rules on it now because we've had to implement
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of wondering, because this has been a big topic, especially for some of the people around here and some of the people who follow the political stuff. Do the spirit guides ever say anything about our political climate or what's going to be happening in the country? Because I mean, we had some people just flat out come out and say that Romney was going to be the next president. Of course, due to certain things that occurred, which shall remain nameless, during the vote and so on and so forth, it's like it didn't turn out that way. So it's like, yeah, do they make commentaries on our political or our soon to be happening things in this country or anything like that, or is it just mostly spiritual questions?
It's mostly spiritual, although she's talked about things changing, like the banking system and things like this are going to be changing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how, because I didn't listen to that much.
Darn.
When I'm cutting it up, I hear bits and pieces. And it's like, I don't want to hear anymore.
I do. It's like, I like my cash, I'll tell you what.
So, but she's talked a little bit about that kind of stuff. As you know, it's funny that you say that, but I'll tell you my personal viewpoint on that whole election thing. Not that I'm involved in it that
right.
much, but I get it. You know, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah. I think most people who did, who were, anybody who was awake, got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're going, how come Congress isn't doing their job, folks?
That would be nice. Now, that would be nice, really.
It would be. And make them earn that paycheck.
Yeah, that would be nice. But it's almost like, it's for me anyway, I could see who was going to win from the get-go, because in
right.
my mind, one of them was of the new energy, which was more balanced, meaning
right.
the masculine feminine energy was more balanced, and one of them was more of the older energy. And since we're moving forward, the new energy was going to win, and it did. So
wow.
That's how I see it in my mind. And it has no
okay.
no political bearing whatsoever.
Wow. I want to talk to you about this off air.
But what can I say?
Oh, wow. We're going to be politically correct on air. That's what we're going to do. It's like, I've got your phone number, I'll call you.
Anytime.
All right. You're on. Oh, my goodness.
Just no debates. I can't handle that.
No, I don't debate. It's like, I'm just really curious on certain things, as I really want to ask. Okay.
That's funny. So that's kind of how I got into Mary, and we just continued on with that. And I'm fixing to take her outside this year to more public places.
Ah, okay.
So I think I'm going to be taking her down to San Jose probably
wow.
in the next month or so and doing some things down there. So, but she also started doing healings. And,
wow.
Yeah, the energy is very overpowering for people. And then she does individual healing sometimes. She picks certain people, and I don't know why she picks them. I don't understand it at all. I can't tell you anything about it, but she picks certain people and she'll do a healing on them. And it's like
uh-huh.
I tell everybody when they come in for a Mary session, you know, be careful about what you ask for, because you
probably will get it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And you may not want what you're going to get. Okay. So really, be
God
careful.
God has a really good sense of humor. Remember, he created squirrels and platypuses. It's like he just
exactly.
Be careful when you're asking for small furry creatures, what you're going to get.
Yeah. Be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it, and
get
you
it.
Might
yeah.
not want it.
You might say you might have expected something totally different, so you have to define your terms.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. I did learn that. It took me several years to learn that, but I learned to do that after several Titanic failures.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I tell people when they come in, and I tell them to be very kind to themselves for the next 2 to 3 weeks, because the healings will, like when you come in there and that night, you know that something happened. But as
wow.
you progress the next 2 to 3 weeks, something's going to happen.
Happen.
So
yeah.
Be careful.
I'm kind of curious. Is this something that, that you know, I mean, is there a possibility we might get you to come back, you know, and do this? Is this something that would work on radio? It's like, you know, are you able to, like, you know, do this kind of channeling or healing, you know, like either over the airwaves or, you know, through the phone, that kind of stuff?
I'm just going to say what I've heard. I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you what I've heard, okay? I can channel through the radio, and people do pick up on the energy from it. Because I've heard that people pick up on the energy, because I have a bunch of videos on YouTube, and people can feel the energy on there. and my website and different things like that, and they say that they can feel the energy. I don't know.
Okay. Let's see here. I've got a question from chat here. Okay. Somebody wants to ask you a question here. Okay. So this is Dan.
Yes.
Dan is on with us from Las Vegas, live in Las Vegas. It's Dan.
Hey. Hi, Kelly.
So what did you want to ask?
Thank you. Teresa, this is just sort of, I've heard this now for the last couple of years, and it's really kind of bothering me, and just wondered about it. If I've heard that Jesus got off the cross, his friends and Mary Magdalene and a couple of his guys, you know, some of the, his guy, you know, the, anyway,
apostles,
yes, took him off the cross and they fled. And then he sort of, you know, got together with Mary Magdalene. They had kids and he lived somewhere else and was never found. He still did his spirituality and everything, but it was in a different country. Have you ever, did any of this come through the, any of your channelings or do you know or anything like that?
People have asked her that, and she's always said the same thing, that he was removed from the cross and went into the tomb, and he arose to her. That's what she said. So I don't get the impression, and neither has anybody that's ever been in the channeling sessions gotten the impression that he was taken off and he survived.
Oh, that's so awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. You know, I mean...
One more confirmation, yes.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. I just, you know, I mean, it's okay. I mean, if it was the other way, that would be okay, too. It's just that, you know, it's nice to hear that confirmation because even my sister-in-law said that they have so much proof that he rose from the dead and did all that.
I'll tell you what she has talked about is that he traveled a lot. And
yeah.
I've always understood it, and everybody that's heard her talk about it has always understood that it was before he was put on the cross, okay?
Right.
When they're talking about the traveling. Because he did travel a lot.
Yeah.
And she's talked about that, and that he gained a lot of wisdom from those travels.
Right.
That people where he was did not have. So I know that he did travel. I know that's true.
But he and Mary didn't have kids or anything.
She did, actually. Yeah, she did.
With him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so he did, so they did have children.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was before he was on the cross. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, that...
Well, if you think about it, for me, it makes sense in the sense that I know that he is not preached, but I don't know what the word people use in the synagogue when they go in there and they, you know, stand at the front of the group and they talk.
Yeah.
But I know that in order to go into the synagogue and to be able to do that, you had to be married.
Okay.
That's
so he couldn't have gone in there and done that if he wasn't.
Right. Well, yeah.
That's a big thing that's been glossed over. Wow.
That's really been glossed over. It sure has.
Well, yeah. And
wow.
You know, it's funny.
I'm going to do some research now.
For sure. And it's funny because we get bits and pieces, but you all have to remember is that all of this has been written, first of all, by men. Not all of them were highly educated that were translating this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So to think that this is, you know, steeped in truth is probably a little far-fetched.
Right, but some of the just, like, major points about him was him raising... the cross and him raising from the dead. That was that's like one of the main
absolutely
things. Yeah. And it's nice to hear from somebody else that he still did that, because that's kind of like almost the whole thing to the Christian faith.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that one particular thing?
And you know, he said, everything that I've done, you can do the same thing and more.
Right on.
You can do that. Oh, yeah. You can do these and more. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you
know. You
very much. I really,
yeah.
I'm just enjoying, we are in the chat room are just so enjoying this whole thing with the two of you.
I was hearing that. I was like, I'm not really being very good with chat. When I'm hosting, I don't do very good with multitasking and chatting. It's like I'm busy, you know, either watching the board or listening to our guests. And like, I can't listen and type at the same time because it comes out really weird.
Totally fine. We're just enjoying it, and the two of you are making my night. And all of us, because you're laughing. It's really fun. But thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh goodness. Yeah. See, there was something else that she said triggered, and I was gonna ask, and I totally blipped, and it's like So anyway. I'm going to have you tell us a little bit, because we have 3 minutes left. We've had a really fun time here. We've got 3 minutes left out of our hour. I was like, whoa, this was a quick hour. So yeah, so tell us how to get a hold of get a hold of your book and where to find it, and you know, are you in Barnes and Nobles, or you know, how tell our listening audience all that good stuff.
Okay, you can get my book from my website or iTunes. It's on iTunes also. It's called The Radiant Key to Understanding, Healing with Mary Magdalene. And I'll just give you a really brief thing about it. It's like a lot of people have knee pain, and our souls talk to our bodies, okay? Our soul talks to us emotionally, and when we don't get it emotionally, because we're taught to shut those down really quickly when we're very young, and then it starts to talk to us through our body. And when it starts to talk to us through our body, we need to pay attention. So, for instance, a lot of people have knee pain right now. And what that's an indication.
Me, it's like I'm listening, yes.
Yeah.
And okay.
That's an indication of you not meeting your needs. Most people don't even know what their needs are, okay?
Uh-huh.
And if it's on the left-hand side, it's not meeting your needs from the past. And if it's on the right-hand side, then you're not meeting your needs in the present and moving into the future.
Both.
Yeah.
Both my knees hurt. I'm sad. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about if it's your back and hips? I've seen the chiropractor lately. I've been out of joint. Okay, literally, he's put me back in, but yeah. Is it like different areas in the body, or, you know, mean different things?
Yes, it does. So, like, when you have hip pain, that's usually a sign that you're fearful of moving forward. Okay,
oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, like if you have a sore throat, that's usually because you need to say something.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So
it's running 102 temperature. And
yeah,
have that sore
throat. That's in there too. That's in there too.
You got the virus?
It's everything that you can imagine is in this book. And the best thing about it, it's like it's one thing to give you this information, but if you don't know what to do with it, what good is it? So it tells you what to do after you get the information. You know,
right.
So that you can, you know, you hear people talking about releasing all the time. Oh, I'm releasing. Well, what are you releasing? I don't know. Well, then you're going to be on the hamster wheel of repetition, you know. So it tells you how to really release it in a holistic way.
Nice.
So
we got about 30 seconds, so I want to ask real quick. It's like if I go into Hastings and order this, can they order this? I love Hastings.
Just go to my website.
Okay.
The radiantkey.com.
Some of us, you know, don't do the plastic stuff real well. It's like we do cash or checks. It's like, is there someplace I can mail this to?
Cash or checks. Gosh. You know, I live outside of San Francisco. We do cards all the time. But yes, of course, you could do that. Just contact me,
awesome.
Email me, tell me, and I'll send it to you.
Perfect. I will do that. All right. And what was it? And tell me that again. I'm sorry. It's like www.theradiantkey.com. And that's where your website. Okay. Awesome. Well, golly. Okay. They're about to kick us off air. And thank you so
this
much
has
for
been
coming
fun.
Hope,
thank you very much.
It has. I hope you will come on again with us. It's like, you know, I'd like to especially the, when you get the go ahead for the radio waves, we definitely would like to would like to hear some of that, and especially I would like to have you over at the Spiritual Women Connection and do because we have a little bit different listening audience over there, and it's like thank you guys in the queue tonight. Normally we do readings on this, but I will be the first to say I am not the type of psychic that Jethro is at all. It's like if I do readings, I do books. I mean, I do cards. Just I was like going, people would call and they were going to get Jethro. It's like, I don't know, about that message from your Aunt Martha. It's like, I have no idea. It's like, are you going to get a job next week? I'm not sure. It's like what was really kind of bad. There was one gal I felt really terrible because she called and, I mean, she told me about, her job and she messed up up or whatever and this and that, and she asked me, she said, am I likely to be fired from my job? And it's like, I did the strict card reading, and I said, well, here's what your cards show. Literally, I mean, the layout that I use is really interesting. It's very mathematically based, but anyway. I just said, well, it does show that there is a good possibility that, yes, you will have to, find another job, but it's like, it's a possibility. See, I didn't say, yes, no, whatever. So it's a possibility that, you might have to find another job. But I said, the good thing is coming up, it's like, if you have to find another job, then, these cards are coming up, and you'll find a really good job, because she was like, well, if I had known that, I wouldn't have worked for it. It's like, and she didn't hear, I was like, oh, man, it's like, she didn't hear what I was, what I was actually saying. It's like, I didn't say, yes, you're going to lose your job, or, no, you're not, but it's like, I said there's that possibility, but she didn't, and like I say, I can understand that from the reading perspective. It's like, sometimes people don't hear everything you got to say, and I was like going, and I tried to catch her and go, no, it's like, it doesn't say you're going to lose your job for sure. It just says, if you do, then you will have a better job coming along. But she just like, flipped with it, and I was like, oh, God, no. What do you do when that happens? It's like, oh, my goodness. It's like you didn't hear the whole story. Wait a minute, stop. Whoa, don't hang up,
Free will.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, anyway, and see, I mean, the nice thing is, it's like even if the listening audience, can't necessarily hear us, it's like this is still going into archives and it'll just record it as, we have like an hour and 5 minutes or whatever. So now's an opportunity. It's like anything else you want to say, now's the time to get it because our archive listeners will hear this. We have a lot of those.
Well, I'll just mention the website.
Okay.
TheRadiantKey.com, and you can email me at Teresa@TheRadiantKey.com.
Right.
And you can get the book there, The Radiant Key to
Awesome.
Understanding.
Okay.
So,
like I say, I do. I cheated because I do have your phone number. It's like I do better on the phone. It's like I don't do the email stuff so good. It's like I'm not going to tell you how old I am on air because I'm in denial. But, and that's it. Yes, it's at River in Egypt, but, it's okay.
Phone me, email me, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Cool. Sounds good. Okay, well, thank you so much for being on with us this evening, and we definitely will be, getting a hold of you again to say, when would you like to come on again? Because we would love to have you again. This has just been a hoot. I've really enjoyed this.
Me too. I can't wait to do it again. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you. Have an awesome one. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good night. All righty. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you to our chat room, and thank you guys for listening in. And catch us again at 773-897-6461 on Psychics Gone Wild. We're here 7 days a week, and we do have different readers on. Like I say, I just do cards, so yes, I know people keep telling me it's like I'm more psychic than I think I am, so I quit denying that bit. But, I still feel so inferior when I see the talented people that we really have, and I'm like going, I don't do that. It's like I don't know how to do that. But, that was some of the other questions I was going to ask Teresa. I was like, it was about some of that good stuff. It's like there was, so I'm going to go back and listen to this, and I know there's several of the questions that I'm going to ask you, so I'm going to write those down for next time. All right. Well, everybody have a good night, and we'll see you again.